Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this final day of April 2021. And yesterday was obviously an interesting day with the whole Aaron Rodgers story. Personally, I thought it was great, to be honest.
Why is that?
Bombshell news on the day of the draft, stealing the thunder of the draft. I thought it was great. Everybody was talking about it. Twitter was blowing up. Rather than talking about what might be and all these players that you know nothing about, I thought it was
kind of
good in that way.
For selfish reasons and content reasons, I wish it would have come sometime next week after the draft chatter was all over. We can carry talk about the draft for a handful of days, and then Aaron could have dropped his bombshell, and that would have given us another week of material. Now we're combining the two together.
It'll continue on. It will continue.
It's going to be interesting. There's no doubt about it. There's no end in sight right now for the Aaron Rodgers Green Bay Packers story. Now, I don't know how often we'll get new information about it and so forth and how long you can carry the conversation. But, you know, once the season starts, up and running and we get more Zoom calls and, you know, the mandatory portions of the off-season program begin and players need to be in town, let's say. You know, in fact, Goody was asked last night if he expects Aaron to participate in the off-season program right now, which is in the voluntary stages, so you can't make too much of it, even though he's been here in the past, and Goody said something like, you know, we hope to have him participate. So, if he doesn't participate, you know, there's another big red flag and another talking point because he has participated in the past.
Without a doubt, every year. Pretty important stuff. So we'll have to just wait and see how it unfolds. But what is going on this weekend for you? We obviously are covering the draft tonight. We've got to cover the draft again tomorrow. And hopefully by supper time or so, we'll be done with tomorrow. So who knows what they do today, but that's typically what happens. And so our Friday night and Saturday are pretty much spoken for. Sunday, I have plans to take Rhino over to the Pet Expo at the new Resch Expo. I'm looking forward to seeing the Resch Expo and getting Rhino out into the Pet Expo. It's going to be cool.
I didn't even know you could do that. I mean, I know the Pet Expo rolls through town every year, and I've been out there in the past. I didn't know people bring their own pets to the Pet Expo.
Absolutely. Got to keep them on a leash and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, no doubt about it.
I did not know that.
The people that I got him from, the Happily Ever After shelter, are going to be there. So I want to take them back and see if anybody remembers them.
Sure.
They say they will, so we'll see.
That's cool. That'll be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be fun for you.
I was thinking about just walking over there, but I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Look, you'd be tired for different reasons. He'd be tired because he has short little legs.
Right. One way is cool, but both ways would be long haul for him. But
take Uber
on the
back.
Other side, he'd be good and tuckered out by Sunday evening. He'd be just chilling.
That's true.
Instead of barking his you know what off.
That's true.
But I would really like it if he would be a little bit. He's not friendly to people. He's still so skittish around new people. I wish that would change.
Well, he's got to be around more people more often, different people. And, you know, you never know what brought him to Happily Ever After to begin with.
That's true.
You know, and there might be some issues there. But, you know, he's got to be around more people more often, you know. Bring him into the studio. He can be around me, and he can be around Davis, and whoever else comes back.
We'll see. Maybe I will once or twice, but... anyway, so you got the hockey thing still going this weekend?
I got a lot going on this weekend. It's crazy. As soon as we're done with the podcast, I'm heading over to the Cornerstone Community Center. The USA National Hockey Tournament, U18, is in town. It's a lot of fun. Teams from all over the country. As I mentioned yesterday, I saw teams from Alaska and Oklahoma City play, Atlanta and Utah play. Pittsburgh and Janesville, the Green Bay Bobcats beat a team from Ohio. I want to watch a team from Wyoming is out here because I lived in Wyoming. And I want to see what they're all about because Wyoming's not a very populous state, spread out, and I want to see what kind of hockey they have. So when I'm done with the podcast here, I'm heading over there because I've got some more volunteering I'm doing. Then the Bobcats play at 2:30, so I'm actually meeting Mrs. Rookie and the kids over there. We're going to watch the game. And then I'm going to be over there on Sunday, not Saturday, but Sunday, PA'ing three semifinal games, and then Monday, the 3A championship game. And then along with that, Gabby's got her home soccer tournament this weekend, so I'll be at Axel Noble tomorrow for a couple of games before the draft that that Gabby's playing in, I beg your pardon. Sunday morning, I got to get up and be at the soccer fields by 7 a.m. to volunteer to help set up for the day. Then Gabby has a game at 10. And then after that, I head over to the rink to do those three PAs of the game. So I'm really busy, and I'm exhausted right now. I don't know what I'll be like by the time Monday rolls around, but it is going to be fun. I enjoy it.
That is that's a full dance card, if you will, for the weekend.
It is. I love hanging at the rink, though, man.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, have fun. I know you will.
You too.
Hopefully you'll find some time to get a little rest. I'm going to do that today, get ready for it tonight. And I guess we'll talk to you tonight.
Yeah.
And you can find out if I'm in studio by tuning in 6 a.m. Monday morning for the Bill and Rookie Experience right here on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.